This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
Mom wanted me to show that really tall lady the hand clapping game, but I told her only you could do it, so she wanted me to find you.
Shh!
Why are you hiding?
A bird took my sandwich.
Mom and Dad can make another one.
The bird's gonna steal it again.
No, it's not. It's probably full from the first one.
It's big, and it never gets full. If I go there, it's gonna eat me too.
I heard only ostriches are big enough to eat people like Jeremy from my old school. Fell into an ostrich cage and it ate him.
That's not what happened.
Yeah, it is.
No, right now, this isn't what happened.
You don't need to hold the handle, Dad. I've driven before.
Oh, sorry. It's a habit from when your brother... Never mind.
I always thought Ace was a good driver.
You told us after the road trip you never wanted to set foot in a car with him again.
No, I said a car, as in any car. Ace was a moot point by then.
I suppose you're right.
I tend to be about most things.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, Mom tends to be right about a lot of things, too.
It's fair. Fair.
Dad, do you think we'll ever, I don't know, move on isn't the right word, but...
That's a big question.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of not asking, I guess.
You cut yourself off, Perry. And that... You really, really hurt us after what happened with your brother. And I know we hurt you too, but the thing is, if that was all of it, I think it'd be easier, but... I think the hurt started earlier. And I think it started with us, whether we meant to or not.
Mom told me a little bit about it. That movie night. About what happened to her friend.
Huh.
What?
I've just never known Monica to open up about it. All I knew was the episode at work. I never got the details about why.
She never told you?
Nobody. She didn't... couldn't connect with any of us. Like she used to.
Oh.
I remember putting in a lot of hours at work to make up the income, but... I suppose I didn't know how to talk to her for a long while. I asked if we should reach out to the rest of the family, but she said no. They can't know. PTSD. Even the acronym looks like a secret she didn't want her family to whisper about her. Psst! Did you hear about Monica? Can't keep her job. Can't bring herself to cook for her family. We used to see your uncles and aunts all the time. And your grandparents before they passed, but... I think when your mother was going through everything, there were other things going on in the family, and it was just one huge mess. And it fell apart. The visits stopped, the phone calls stopped. We moved... Renovated the lighthouse. Your mom did, really. I helped out where I could, but after I busted the faucet for the third time, she wouldn't let me touch a wrench, and I had work anyway. She and Ace took on the big stuff. I think once she let you try to haggle down the price of some flooring. Most of the friends we made were because your mom kept asking to borrow tools. Took a long, long time before it was all done. Once we finished, we hosted a big party, loud music and everything. Partly to celebrate, partly to return all the tools. All these strangers turned friends. Replacements for a past we didn't want to think about. We hoped that it wouldn't affect you and Ace, and for a while we thought it hadn't. You both were great kids. Curious and funny. Sometimes troublemakers. We thought we were keeping our family together. But then as the years crept by and we saw how you shaped your outlook on the world. You liked to be certain of things, but there never seemed a rhyme or reason to what you felt certain about. We didn't understand it enough to stop it or help. The world was just this giant question mark for you, and you couldn't accept that. And then I got sick and we had to leave, but you demanded to stay. Ace promised he'd look after you, and then Ace was gone, and then you were lost to us in a way. I didn't think our family could continue to break into smaller and smaller pieces. But now I'm used to being wrong. These are the things your mother and I decided not to tell you. It's not all we haven't told you, but I know if I went further. It's not my place, not without your mother, and there are some secrets between people that need all parties to tell them.
You were right about one thing.
What?
It's a lot easier for you to talk about things in a car.
It is.
What if there was a way to find Ace?
Perry.
No, I mean, I was looking for him, okay? That's what I was doing when I fell. And you're right. The world is one big question mark for me, and most of the time there's no answer, only perspectives. And it's confusing. But I've been able to do better about that because I had a way to navigate through all that. Looking for Ace matters more than a question mark, and I could feel that I was on to something, but then it slipped through my fingers, and there might be a chance for me to get back on track. But I'm not sure when it'll happen, but when it does, I might not get the chance to say goodbye.
All right, Perry. Just do whatever you need to do. How you doing, kiddo?
Well, I might need to step to a quiet place in a while, but for now the overload isn't too bad.
What was that thing you used to do? The countdown?
Oh, yeah. 5 things I see, 4 things I hear, blah, 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 blah.
Does that still work?
I haven't needed to do it in a while, but probably.
I know there's a lot going on here, so if you need to, just let me know.
Cool. Will do.
What's the deal with the walkie-talkie? I can see the antenna sticking out of your backpack, and I noticed all of our AA batteries went missing.
I left four.
The walkie?
Well, like I said in the car, if I need to leave...
That thing will tell you?
Yeah.
You're one weird kid.
Hey!
Hey, you're a grown-up now. You get the honest version of Dad.
Hey, you two. What's this about the honest version of Dad?
Dad says I'm weird.
Tomas!
What? She is! So are you! I'm the only normal one in this family.
Right. Says the man who swore his grandmother's ghost would visit him at night to make sure he brushed his teeth.
It's true. Every night she'd stand there for the full 2 minutes of brushing, and I have never had a cavity.
Okay. Where do you guys want to start? Hispedia?
Oh, I don't know. You guys are the ones who have been here before.
When do your dances go on?
In a couple hours.
Are they the ones wearing the costumes you showed me?
Yep. Finished them just in time.
Let's do some games. Maybe the ping pong bowl one?
So long as the prize isn't a goldfish, considering what happened last time you brought one home.
At least it's orange.
What?
Perry, you okay?
Yeah, I just thought I heard something.
Just one more time, my love. Make those all-you-can-write wristbands worth our while.
I can't. You're kidnapping my appetite with all that spinning.
Fine. Then I'll just take Perry.
Oh, I was looking forward to sitting for a while and eating.
I am surrounded by...
Party poopers?
I wouldn't say that, but...
Let's just sit, eat, and wait a little while to digest so we don't spew our dinner everywhere. You guys have a food truck in mind?
Dealer's choice. I gotta sit.
Same for me. I'll wait with Perry.
All right, I see you've tricked me into covering the bill. Clever, clever. I'll be right back.
Have you been having a good time?
Yep.
Good. Good.
Those dresses were really beautiful.
Thank you.
I kind of miss you making my clothes. Teaching me and Ace how to patch up tears and stuff.
Me too. I didn't like how you two used each other as pin cushions, though.
I miss him.
Me too.
Do you think he's gone? Like, gone, gone?
No. Not at all. We'd know.
How?
We just would. Perry, I...
This is Benny to Perry. Benny to Perry, over.
What is that?
This is Benny to Perry. Perry, are you out there? Over.
Benny? Benny, it's me! I'm here!
Shit, I got excited and I didn't press the button. Perry! Perry! Oh my god, I'm so happy to hear your voice. Holy shit. Holy shit, okay, where are you?
I'm at a festival in town. Where are you?
Probably on the outskirts of that town. Listen, Perry, the lighthouse has been active.
No.
Perry, what was that about?
I knew I should have taken those last for batteries. Dang it, stupid.
Perry, look at me. What is happening?
I can't explain right now. I have to... The Ferris wheel. I might be able to see it from the Ferris wheel.
Perry, wait!
Excuse me? Please, I need to get through. Oh, I'm sorry! Excuse me? I need to get on the Ferris wheel?
Hey, wait in line!
Calm down. She's got a cane. She can use the handicap line.
That's not fair!
Don't be an asshole, dude. Get on, kid. Enjoy the ride.
Really?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not think this through.
Andromeda, and maybe we'll sing. Andromeda.
brave. Or have you forgotten?
I said, stop it. Leave me alone. Why won't you leave me alone?
Poor little Perry. If you wanted to be left alone, then why are you trying so desperately to get to your friend? Is it because you can't stand the looks on your parents' faces as you remind them of their eldest they lost? Or is it because you're more comfortable searching for family than appreciating those you already have?
You have no idea. Wait. You're trying to distract me. You're trying to distract me from... There! There it is, you terrible... whatever you are!
Whatever I am has no bearing on whatever you will do, Perry. You can wander the world in search of a sibling who might never be found, or stay with your parents, who will only ever see dear Horace's absence in the space beside you.
I'd like to get off, please. I think I'm gonna be sick.
Hey, dude, you okay?
Yeah, thank you. I need to get to my family. They're over there.
Oh, here's an arm. Alley-oop. There you go. Right as rain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perry, you just ran off. What the hell is going on?
Dad, I need to borrow the truck.
You can't just tell Dad.
Okay.
What?
Mom, I love you, and there are so many things I wanted to talk about before I had to go, but this may be my only shot at trying to find him again. I can find Ace, Mom. I know I can, and I'm sorry that I have to leave to do that.
I don't understand.
You know as well as I do that there are parts of the world, the just around the corner parts, the cigarette pack that flew too far parts, where things just happen and we don't know why, but we have to choose what to do with them. This is me choosing to do what good I can.
Okay, let's take the car. It's faster than my stupid truck.
This town doesn't have traffic.
It's the damn lights again. Someone probably crashed.
We don't have time. The sun is almost gone.
I don't know what to tell you, Perry.
Take the wheel. I'll go with her.
What? Oh, okay.
I just need to see it. I just need to see where it was. Just a couple more blocks. Mom?
I'm okay. Hard to see the cracks without the street lamps. They're supposed to turn on automatically.
No. I didn't even get to... I don't know. Just stupid.
Oh, Perry.
Wait a second.
What is it?
There's no fog.
No, we don't usually get fog here.
No, I... Let's keep going.
What are we looking for, Perry?
The lighthouse.
I'm sorry?
Just follow me, Mom.
Perry, what is our lighthouse doing?
Benny!
Perry? Perry! Oh my God, Perry. I thought we were going to leave without you.
Why do you have rope tied around your waist?
I wasn't sure when the lighthouse was going to leave, but you still hadn't showed up, so I thought I'd go out, but still tied to the lighthouse and...
Oh, man, that is... Wow. Okay, but why hasn't... The lighthouse left. Sundown happens. Fog. Boom. Middle of the in-between place.
That's what I was trying to tell you. The lighthouse has been acting weird after you... while you were gone. It's like... It slowed down? Now the fog arrives during the night, and sometimes we spend longer in the in-between than before. It's like you left and it's freaking out. Oh. Who's that?
Oh, that's my mom. And that would be my dad.
Oh. Whole family's here. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Huh. Fog's coming in now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say goodbye before we go inside.
Oh, okay. Here, just need, okay, just around your waist there, and, okay, just in case, so we don't lose you again.
Thanks, Benny. I'll see you in a second.
Right, yeah.
I never thought I'd see it again.
Mom, Dad, I know this looks how it looks, but I gotta go.
Promise we'll see you again, Perry.
I promise.
And find a way to write or call. Please.
I will. Things can get a little sideways, but I'll see what I can do.
I love you, Perry.
Love you too, Dad.
This is how you've been looking for him?
Yeah. It just sort of shows up in new places.
Take this. In case you show up somewhere cold. I made it myself. Stitched it with love, so.
It's extra warm. I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
Well, didn't think goodbye would be so hard this time around.
I'm glad we got another chance to do it right this time.
Bye, Dad. Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, Perry.
Goodbye, little one.
It's good to be home.
The Far Meridian. Created by Eli Barraza. Produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Noah Gildermaster as Ace, Jose Donato as Benny, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, Lily Richards as the Tattered Woman, D.G. Watson as Tomas, Karen Sowers Albizwa as Monica, Betty Xavier as Young Perry, Benjamin Xavier as Young Ace, and Robert Paterno and Natalie Wong as People at the Festival. Editing and sound design by Misha Stanton. Music by Masato Abe. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at thefarmeridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back on January 21st. Until then, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.